You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Well, welcome back. It's nice to have you. It is In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Feels good to say that. Always feels good that Bogman and I can be on the radio.
You gotta say FNTSY.
Oh yeah, WNBC. FNTSY.
FNTSY.
Let's not even try to decipher who Pig Bomb is, because that'll get us in a whole bunch of trouble. We don't need to get in trouble. So if you didn't listen to Hour 1, you missed out on riveting Eli Manning talk. You missed out on our Josh Gordon talk. And
I answered a questionnaire.
You did answer. You answered Shohei Ohtani's questionnaire, which I think he's very likely to come to the Scottsdale Triple Cheeseburgers now.
I think so, especially if it's not about money for him.
So. I feel like your team,
cheeseburgers, as far as the eye can see,
they
would all look like Josh Naylor.
Would be able to
Bartolo Colon.
Your team would be able to have the best like promotions night. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like the triple 100%. Cheeseburgers. You
got
your mascot would just be some big old fat cheeseburger. You could have cheeseburger races. You could have a double, a triple, a single, maybe some chicken tenders.
Funny thing is single wins every night.
Exactly. Actually, funny thing is, nobody makes it to the finish line. No one makes it to the finish line.
We could have defibrillator night, you know.
That would be good.
All kinds of
blood pressure night. You get a doctor.
Gets a free cuff.
You get a cuff at every seat, and then like in the seventh inning stretch, everyone doesn't stand up and they take their blood pressure.
Oh man. The seventh inning blood pressure taking.
I like it.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
And you know what they can do too?
Cholesterol medication handed out to the first 500 people who show up.
They could have, you know, when they shoot the guns, they could be like, shoot the arteries clean. It'll be like, pew. And it'll just be like clean artery shirts and stuff.
It's all niacin. You know, it's pills of niacin that are shot out of those t-shirt cans.
You guys never have fireworks night because you don't want anyone's blood pressure to get too high.
Yeah, no one to get too startled and have a heart attack and croak. Oh, man. It's like every Milwaukee Brewers game that there's ever been.
We just essentially described the Brewers. You're right about that. Doesn't work. I like it. It's a good pitch for Shohei Ohtani. So in this hour, we're going to be talking about Week 13, which is the final week for you guys to get your S right, to get into the fantasy playoffs. Hopefully you still got a chance. I swear to God, I'm in sixth place in every single one of my leagues. Like, I mean, I'm playing eight. Five of them, I'm in like sixth place right now. So it's a little tenuous. So this is a really important week. So we're going to talk to you about the games. We'll break down a little bit of fantasy on each of them. We'll talk about the over-unders. Someone did amazing and the over-unders, and a little spoiler alert, you can guess who. And we're going to talk to you about the that cool thing I told you about, this fantasy strength of schedule at each position. We'll kind of talk, we'll break down maybe the top 10 at each position, only for weeks 14 through 16, so your fantasy playoffs. So, Bogman, don't go anywhere. I'll try not to go anywhere, and we will be right back on the Fantasy Sports.
I got to go get a cheeseburger.
Radio Network, get a cheeseburger. Get all of them.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
BSO Live. Matt Lauer, the latest in the line of sexual harassment claims. All seems like, you know, it's the powerful white guys that are getting taken down. Why is that? Black people in general always feel like they're going to get accused of stuff even if they didn't do it, and people are going to believe that they did it. So they're overly cautious and paranoid. If you're a powerful white man, you're probably used to just getting away and doing whatever the hell you want.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The only radio programming that is for the ears of the fantasy elite is, of course, Fantasy Freestyle with Dane Martinez.
What? Are you kidding? Not my show. My show is for all the people. Bring that promo back. This is Dane Martinez, Speeds the Spitting Statistician, and you can check out my show, Fantasy Freestyle, every night, Monday through Friday. I give you my top five, dead or alive.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
My starting lineup.
And now, the starting lineup.
And you can join the cipher with me, Speeds the Spitting Statistician.
Yeah, yeah.
I break down every stat from every game so your fantasy teams can blow up like a Samsung 7. Catch Fantasy Freestyle every night, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, only on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
In this league.
That's right, because we are the people's champion, the people's show, the people's fantasy. I want to say podcast, but it's not a podcast. It's a live radio show, and I can't edit out me coughing and choking. So
do you know who else is cooking up stuff? James Harden, because the Rockets just won, and they're 17-4, the Welsh. No big deal.
Literally nobody cares.
Yeah,
nobody.
Everybody
not
cares.
Not a single person.
Everybody
not one
cares.
Person
they love
not
it.
One person cares. More people care about the cheeseburger takes. Bogman the Welsh in this league. We're back. And before we get to all of the stuff and the things, we got a caller. Is this our friend Carrie from Jersey Shore? Carrie's calling in.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing
good.
Good. How are
you
doing, Carrie?
Oh, great. I'm trying to think about next week what you're going to talk about for a quarterback. I had Winston, and I dropped him, and I have Derek Carr. But I will be in the playoffs next week, and I just want someone with the best, like, playoff schedule. So I don't know if anyone on the waiver, like, I picked up Aaron Rodgers before the last game, so yeah. I don't think he's coming back. But in case I make it that far, maybe that will be good.
That was a smart move. That was a very smart move, pending. Who are some of the guys that are out there? Because I have this pulled up. This is just a good transition. We can kind of talk about the quarterbacks with you, because I've got the top 10 best quarterback matchups for the fantasy playoffs 14 through 16. So who's out there?
Well, I know Winston's out there, McCown, Hundley, Bortles.
Is Tyrod Taylor available?
Tyrod's out there. I'm not saying I'm going to get him, but I can try.
Now, of all the guys you've talked about, Bortles and the Jaguars have the 6 best fantasy schedule for weeks 14 through 16. Number 6 is Jacksonville, so for Blake Bortles. Some of the other guys, the Jets came in at 18. Tampa Bay came in at 20. I don't even remember who the other one you
said.
But
Buffalo,
was.
I asked her if Tyrod is out there, and Buffalo's number 1.
Buffalo is number 1. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, I mean, Buffalo, Jacksonville, if you're putting claims on, I would say Tyrod Taylor and then Blake Bortles and just cross your fingers. I mean, maybe you can put them out on both and potentially get both of them. That might put you in a good spot because I know you said you had Derek Carr. Oakland is number 15.
So drop Derek Carr, right? Try for those to drop Derek Carr because he doesn't even have everyone with him now. So
Yeah, I mean, he is like
this week though.
He's unplayable this week. He is unplayable. No Crabtree, no Amari Cooper. There's no way. If it's kind of, I mean, I don't love dropping Derek Carr, but I would, by the sounds of the league, maybe it's kind of fluid in how you guys kind of make your moves. I don't hate the idea if you could get both of these guys in, and Taylor and Bortles, having two of the top six best fantasy schedules. You could probably just mix and match these two guys.
Well, can you tell me who I can drop then?
So who are you dropping?
I mean, you could. Aaron Rodgers.
I think you can drop Aaron Rodgers. I felt optimistic if they could pull off that win. I mean, don't you, Bogman? I just don't know what the.
I've always thought you could drop Aaron Rodgers. I said from the jump, I don't think that there's going to be a reason for him to come back because Brett Hundley's playing so bad. He looked good against Pittsburgh, but the touchdown throws he had against Pittsburgh, those were all, you know, those are all big plays. Those are all over 40 yards. It's not like he put together consistent drives. The only drive he really put together was at the end of the game, which was nice for Green Bay, but I'm not counting on Brett Hundley. So I don't think Aaron Rodgers is coming back. I don't think they'll have anything to play for. I think he's dumpable, and just the way Oakland has been playing recently, you probably could drop Derek Carr, but if I'm picking one to drop, it would be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, and are you in a situation where you got to kind of win?
I could try to get both quarterbacks.
Yeah, you could drop both. I mean, what's your situation as far as getting in the playoffs? Is this a do or die, or are you sitting pretty?
No, I am
going to
be in the playoffs, yeah.
100% locked in.
I'll be in the playoffs.
Okay.
But I had to drop Hogan to get Aaron Rodgers, so I try to get Hogan back.
The only reason I'm dropping Aaron Rodgers is to pick up one of these quarterbacks. I think you called in last week. Didn't you say you have like Marquise Goodwin at like a 4 or 5 wide receiver, something like that?
Yeah, I did call last week. First, it was going to be Derek Carr for the rest of the way, but that's before everything went down, and he did get me points, and I did win. So thank you.
Yeah,
so I did
pick up
we're happy Derek Carr.
I mean, are there any
that's
other?
That's why you called back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not like the guy we flipped.
Well, that's
the point
why at. I called back because I'm like, oh, he doesn't have his weapons. I'm not using him this week. I need a quarterback.
If you felt, here's the deal: the Hail Mary play is to drop Derek Carr, play Tyrod Taylor, cross your fingers that Aaron Rodgers comes back, and then you might be in an incredible situation for Week 15 and 16. That's a Hail Mary play.
I think he's coming back if they win again, if there's a chance. I think he wants to come back anyway. But
I do too.
The way he looked out there on the field, I had to just grab him because I was like, there's a chance.
Clay Matthews
in the playoffs
was pissed
at the end. I want him.
He said they shouldn't have put him on IR. And they have a nice matchup next week. Green Bay does against Cleveland, but he's not going to be back then. And then 15 and 16 are at Carolina and versus the Vikings anyway. So,
yeah, I mean, they're not great matchups, but it's still Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think you want to play him. So
no, I would play. I disagree. I would play if Aaron Rodgers is playing. I don't care who the defense is. I'm putting him out there. So
all right. So what I'll do is I'll go for Taylor and then Bortles, and I'll probably get one of those two. And then can you tell me, I have, because I'm not great at running back, if I have Fournette, is it safe to drop Ivory for anyone?
Yeah, if you need to.
Fournette's practicing in full. He's good to go.
And it was the first time since November 10th, which is a huge sign for Fournette. So, yeah, I would say sit comfortably, make your playoff move, and if you need to fill out another position, you can go ahead and drop Ivory.
All right, and then if you're going to play two of these players, one or the two, is it Alfred Morris or Smith from Dallas? Which one would you trust?
Oh, Rod Smith or Alfred Morris? I would go Alfred Morris.
Yeah, Morris is still the volume play, so I would go with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your play.
All right, good.
How did that 30-person Thanksgiving go, Carrie?
Oh, yeah, I forgot the cheesecake,
too. Oh, my God, it was great. You want to know what? We were in, we had, my sister and I, we split a box score, and it's on the Giants game, so it was 0. 0 was our two numbers, so we won 3/4.
Yeah, you very cashed nice out. I love playing that. I played those at the casinos. Those
it was
fun.
Awesome, and the whole family was here, and everybody slept over.
And you had cheesecake?
And then more people came over in the morning, and you remembered that. That's great. Three
and,
turkeys.
And we got cheesecake, though, right,
roast
too?
We had everything. We didn't have pecan pie. We didn't have pecan pie. We had pumpkin pie.
Well, because
we
you're smart
cheesecake
people. You're the smartest people I know,
we
not having
pasta
pecan pie.
Yeah, we had everything. Right. So I'll have the pecan pie at Christmas. but not.
Yeah, me. Send me some, Carrie. I love pecan pie.
All right. All right. Well, that's good.
No, I like
that's
it
good
too,
stuff.
But like once a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like it never any year. Never any year. But
the Welsh hates
Carrie,
it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it. But make sure to call us back. Let us know how it goes. I know you'll be in the playoffs, but excited to hear how the run goes.
I waited up till this time to get in touch with you again because I was like, I'll call in the 10 o'clock hour.
Well, we're here. We are here for you. So you call us anytime on the Wednesdays, and let's get that championship. Just like your 0-0 on your squares, let's get the championship home. So thank you for calling in,
Carrie.
Yeah,
I'm trying to. All right, thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, bye.
See ya.
All right, bye.
So let's pick back up then real quick since we did talk about the strength of schedule. So Buffalo has number one. Arizona, second best schedule for fantasy quarterbacks, which is, I mean, listen to these teams, Bogman.
Are so bad.
The Giants are three.
It's funny.
Give me a break. The Giants are three. The Saints are four for you, Drew Breesers. The Clippers, which we now have to refer to as the Chargers, are five. Then it goes 6-10 is Jacksonville, Denver, Washington, Dallas, and Tennessee. Bogman, there is not a good quarterback amongst that group.
And those are the best. Taylor's already been benched. Blaine Gabbert, then Davis Webb / Geno Smith. Drew Brees is good. Phillip Rivers is good. But then Bortles, Trevor Siemian, and question marks, who knows? Cousins is good. Dak Prescott is awful without Zeke, and Marcus Mariota has been bad like 3 weeks in a row.
So let's go to running back. And I actually have to pick up something I lied about earlier that was actually incorrect that I can tell
liar.
You. As a liar that I was telling you as far as the schedule goes, because there's one team that has a single digit on the positive in every one of the quarterback, running back, wide receiver categories. So running backs, number one, Tennessee Titans. Number two, the Eagles. Three, the Chiefs. Four, the Seahawks. Break. Houston is five. And then 6-10 are the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Bills, the Lions, and the Chicago Bears. So that's your top 10 at running back. And there's some, Philly is interesting
because
they just have
a stinkers in there,
Ford.
Too.
Seattle's.
Hunt has been terrible for Kansas City. Seattle doesn't have any running backs. Lamar Miller's a little bit banged up. Miami has Kenyon Drake. The Patriots don't have a running back.
But if you want to take some chances, though, that's why it's good. Like, seeing Miami on that list, like, okay, well, maybe you can take your chance on Kenyon Drake. If you are a little wishy-washy on a guy like Deion Lewis, well, they have the seventh best schedule. Maybe Amir Abdullah. Maybe Jordan Howard after the stinker.
Yeah, the stinker was Philly, and we talked about this on our podcast, The Welsh. I don't really like starting anybody against Philly. Running back wise, because they're so good against the run. And the first week in the playoffs next week, they've got the Rams. So all you Todd Gurley owners are going to have to be sitting on pins and needles. Like, he's got to score a touchdown because the yards probably aren't going to be there.
All right. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the top 10 best fantasy schedules for wide receivers. I'm also going to reveal, if you don't pick up on it, the team that had single digit positives, even in tight end. Their schedule. Wide receiver, tight end, quarterback, running back, all single digit on the positive end. We'll talk about that, and we're going to get into all the games, so don't go anywhere. It's Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh in this league. We'll be right back.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Does your favorite fantasy sports show pair banging on the table, demanding shots?
Drinks on Greg. Drinks on Greg. Drinks on Greg.
With deep, smart Kareem Hunt analysis? If not, then I think the Fantasy BFFs are for you. Every weekday at 11 a.m. here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on YouTube Live, join Greg Sussman, Frank Stanfill, Mike Florio, and NXT wrestler Eric Young for some of the best, most enjoyable, most imaginative fantasy analysis out there. Don't get your fantasy from boring people.
Yo! This is the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever.
Check out the Fantasy BFFs 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. every weekday only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and the Fantasy Sports YouTube page.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermal filtration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at FantasyDraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore, but I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors, so you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today. Unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
Fantasy Freestyle.
On that Washington side, they used to be a fantasy herd. You used to not know Jordan Reed, Jameson Crowder, Terrell Pryor, Josh Dotson. It's becoming a little clearer. 80% of the pie right now is Samaje Perine, Josh Dotson, and Jameson Crowder. That means Jameson Crowder is a viable wide receiver too, in my opinion, in PPR leagues. That means Samaje Perine is an RB2. The picture becomes a little bit clearer in our nation's capital.
Weekdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings, the FanDuel Sharks, even the Fantasy Draft Sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Where are we gonna go?
Someplace warm. A place where the beer flows like wine. Where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called
In This League.
What's up? It's In This League. We are back. Scott Bogg and Chris Welsh talking fantasy football week 13. And we are going to get to the players. We have a couple callers. And we got a caller. We're looking at some defense. Is it Rochelle? Hopefully I'm saying it right. Rochelle in Missouri. Is that? Did I say your name right or did I butcher it? Because I'm an idiot.
That's right. That's right.
All right, cool. What do we got, Rochelle?
Well, I have the Eagles defense against Seattle, but I'm thinking about streaming the Chicago defense against San Francisco.
That's a good question, the Welsh, because it's your guy, Jimmy Garoppolo, starting for the Niners this week. Does that make the Niners offense so much better?
Well, yeah, Jimmy Championship starting for the Niners. I'm very excited about it. This is really interesting because we've also been talking about the fantasy strength of schedule for, you know, positions. Well, if you look at defense, I don't know if you would believe this, the Eagles are actually ranked 31st on this list through Scout Fantasy. 31st worst, so I mean, you know, second to last of weeks 14 through 16 defense, even though I don't necessarily agree with it, but the Bears are ranked second overall, second best weeks 14 through 16 because they have got the Bengals, the Lions, and Cleveland. So now that doesn't answer the question as far as going with the 49ers, but it kind of leads to like, man, maybe you want to own both of these defenses and even hold on to the Bears. I'm a little worried that it's kind of a little bit like of a trap because the Niners are not a great team, but they have put up some points. But both of these teams are bad enough that this could just be a comical game of errors. So I would say I'm cool with it because this matchup against Seattle I don't think is great for Philadelphia. It's not the worst. If I was, and here's the last way I'll answer it, and then Bogman, you go. If I were looking for a Hail Mary and I need to make sure my defense can put me over the top, I go Bears. If I want to play it safe, I go Eagles. What about you, Box?
I would say the same thing. If that's a move you want to make, I'm fine with it. The Niners offense has been pretty damn bad this year. But if you want to go with consistency and upside, you're looking for a higher floor, I would go with Philly. But it seems like since you're even considering this, you want to go with the upside. So I would start Chicago if I were you.
Yeah, we're good with it.
Okay. I've already clinched a playoff spot, but I was looking further into the playoffs. Which one would I stay with, Eagles or the Chicago?
Yeah, see that. Well, that and that's
I would
where
play
it goes.
Week to week, right? If you can,
yeah. Because the Bears,
can you
the
afford
Bears
to hold on to both of them?
Oh, good question.
I can, but I might have to drop Robert Woods, who's out.
I don't love that.
Well, what do you think? Because Philly, I'm looking at it right now. Philly has 121 points on the season for defense. Baltimore and Jacksonville are the two ahead of them. Chicago's down here a little bit. They have 87 points on the season.
But they've got amazing matchups. Cincinnati, Detroit, and Cleveland to end out the season.
Well, Detroit's not great.
Yeah. Cincinnati I would say this, and here's the trick for you. I don't think people are on the Chicago Bears that much. So you pick them up, you do this move, you play them this week. In week 14, if you have got to drop one of them, I'm actually comfortable. Well, I guess I'm comfortable dropping Philly because they play the Rams. But I think the Bears are one that you could drop and pick back up because I love them in the championship week against Cleveland. I want to own them there. So maybe you play them out this week. If you're in a dire situation, then drop them and try to pick them back up for championship week against the Cleveland Browns, because we are going to assume that you will be there for the championship.
Definitely.
I assume so too. Yes. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. You got it. We appreciate it. All right. We got one more. We have got Caesar in Arizona out here with us.
Our neck of the
come
woods.
And,
that's right.
Come and sit in on the show. What's up, Caesar?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing good.
I had a question about the playoffs. Week 14, I have Big Ben and Tyrod Taylor, and I was worried about the matchup for Ben with Baltimore. Should I keep playing Ben? Because he's been hot lately. So that's
what do you think,
Boggs? Somebody just dropped Kirk Cousins, too. So I can pick him up and drop Tyrod out of the Baltimore defense.
Well, we talked about this a little bit earlier. The Tyrod Taylor and the Bills are ranked the number one quarterback for fantasy, you know, the schedule-wise, from weeks 14 to 16. They've got the best overall matchup spanned out over those 3 weeks. Roethlisberger this week is up against Cincinnati. Like you said, week 14 against Baltimore. He's got I love the matchup against New England in week 15 at home. But, Bogman, I feel like you might say this. The reason you got to like Ben Roethlisberger in 14, regardless of Baltimore, is it's at home. And Ben Roethlisberger plays like a monster at home.
Yeah, and the running actually hasn't been working as well as the passing lately. So, regardless of the matchup, I'm actually going to stick with Ben in that one.
Me too. Caesar, he's a beast at home. Like, he's one of these weird guys, the home road splits. He doesn't play well on the road that much, and he's got a week 16 against Houston. So if you could hold on to a guy like Tyrod Taylor, I would want to do that. And let's look at what Kirk Cousins has in week 16. Week 16, Cousins has Denver, which I don't love. And Tyrod Taylor in week 16 has New England, which I like that matchup, because New England's defense is so bad. So I would go Roethlisberger through the playoffs, and then week 16, maybe you want to turn it over to Tyrod Taylor against New England.
Would you drop the Baltimore defense to pick up Kirk Cousins to block my opponent? Because he has a bad quarterback.
I love that idea. Yeah. I mean,
I would do that.
Yeah, you got another defense?
I have the Jags.
Yeah, dude. That's a super smart ass move. Yeah, block him. Don't let him get anybody. Who cares?
I mean, even
if
he picks up Baltimore, right? They're not going to score as much as Kirk Cousins. So.
Yeah, no, that's a smart move, Caesar. Totally do that move, and then you get to laugh when your buddy.
Don't drop Tyrod Taylor. Drop the Baltimore defense.
Yeah, drop the Baltimore defense, and then your buddy or whoever it is, they're going to text you, and then you can just put a bunch of like the cry emojis and laugh because you totally blocked him. He's going to be pissed.
Okay, that's good. That's good then. Okay, got it.
All right, cool, Caesar.
Week 14, right with Ben. All right.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right. Where are you in Arizona? You're out here with us. We're Arizona boys. That's where we're broadcasting live from.
Glendale?
You're right down the street from me, man. I'm out in Buckeye.
Yeah.
All right,
you and the Welsh can go get a beer.
Yeah, let's go get a beer. Make sure you listen into the In This League Fantasy podcast. You get a lot of Arizona coverage. We got you back, man.
All right, thanks, man. Thanks for
all right, thanks.
You got it. See you, Caesar.
All right.
Good calls. Good call. I was surprised. We wanted all these calls in the first hour. Everyone hated us. They said horrible things about us. Louie, no Louie. And then all of a sudden, everybody called in the second hour and they wanted to talk to us when we actually had stuff going on. So that means, Bogman, we have got to start jamming on our picks for this week. Somebody was really awesome last week. Who was awesome?
I don't know what you're talking about, but you had no wins on anything this week.
Really? Okay.
You were 9-7 against the spread, as was I, but you were 14-2 on the over-unders, mm-hmm. and I was 8-8 on the over-unders.
I'm
for whatever
so good
reason,
at
it really annoys me.
Because you're the gambling guy. Bogman used to, a long time ago, when he had the motivation in life, he was sitting there with like sheets of paper, tabbing, and even when he wasn't gambling, he was just doing it to get it in his system. So when he started putting money on the games, the amount that you would put into the scheduling of it and the betting and the research was really intense. And I come along
to
and
me
I'm like,
to me you
like
getting
that.
14-2 is like the coin flip getting 14-2. That's why it's annoying.
Okay. All right, so 14-2. I'm amazing at over-under this year. It's not even funny. But let's talk about it. Any fantasy nuggets we want to throw out here? Let's get through a couple of these unless more questions come in. But Dallas at Washington. Washington is a one-point favorite. The over-under is 44. And this is some good action. This might be a good Kirk Cousins game. When you see that over-under, I mean, I guess I'm looking for like 45 or 45.5 and above as like a really good fantasy play. But I still think Kirk Cousins is a good option here. But what do you think about this game?
I mean, Dallas has looked bad recently. They got stomped at home by the Chargers. They're the reason we have to call them the Chargers now. They just don't look like the same team without Ezekiel Elliott. So I got to go with Washington in this game. This should actually be a good Thursday night football game because both these teams played on Thanksgiving, so they actually get a real full week of rest to play this game. But I'm going to take Washington, and I'm going to go over on this game.
That was like the death wish, by the way. You're like, it's going to be a good game. There's guaranteed it's not
even close. Now it's going to be sloppy and terrible.
It's going to totally be bad. You're doing the writing in thing before I even speak. I'm definitely going Washington in this. I love Washington
already.
At home. And, yeah, I guess I'll take the over. The Cowboys have got to do something about getting Dez Bryant in this game. So I feel like one thing they need to make a concerted effort to do is to pass the ball. And that's why I actually kind of thought this over might be a little bit
Jason
more.
Jason Witten.
So, yeah, Jason could be Witten, Jason Witten game. I mean, you know, if they can get Dez Bryant into the five and then put a little bit of Alfred Morris in there. I think they're working. So I will go with the Dallas one. What do we got as number two?
This one's tough. Our boy Cornell is going to this one. He just picked up tickets for it. Minnesota at Atlanta. Atlanta is favored by 3. Very high over-under on this game at 47, the Welsh. What do you think?
Since this is coming so off of the inaugural 200-yard game from Julio Jones, so that's pretty tough. Devontae Freeman, it looks like he's going to be a go. He's out of concussion protocol, so I think he's going to go. So I am going to go with, I'm going to go Minnesota and the under.
Minnesota and the under.
I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take the points here. I think it's going to be a very, very close game. I'm not saying Minnesota is necessarily going to win, even though Case Keenum might be the greatest quarterback we've ever seen of our lifetime. So I'm going to go with Minnesota and the under.
I'm with you. I'm going to go with the under, but I'm going to take the home team this one. I'll go with Atlanta. So Atlanta and the under for me.
Okay. All right. There you go. We got a whole bunch. I think we're going out there. Here's some music there. We've got more of these picks, which I'm a little scared of. I feel like I need to keep up what I'm doing with my over-unders, and I got to keep up with the Joneses.
Get that
we'll
coin.
See. Get a whole bunch more coming up. It's In This League. Don't go anywhere.
Does your favorite fantasy sports show pair banging on the table demanding shots?
Drinks on Greg. Drinks on Greg. Drinks on Greg.
With deep
smart Kareem Hunt analysis? If not, then I think the Fantasy BFFs are for you. Every weekday at 11 a.m. here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on YouTube Live, join Greg Sussman, Frank Stampfl, Mike Florio, and NXT wrestler Eric Young for some of the best, most enjoyable, most imaginative fantasy analysis out there. Don't get your fantasy from boring people.
No! This is the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever.
Check out the Fantasy BFFs 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Every weekday, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and the Fantasy Sports YouTube page.
You heard the crabs, like, taped his necklace to himself, so he pulled it off. Anyway,
yeah.
Both these guys suspended for 2 games.
Did we see what A.J. Green did? A.J. Green pretty much was, like, choking the life out of an opposing player.
Sure.
And was ejected, but did not get suspended.
No.
So I don't understand how you can do that with A.J. Green. I know Crabtree went crazy and all that. In my opinion, it was justified.
Yep. Weekdays, 7 a.m. Eastern, 4 a.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Hey, it's Tony Sicada telling you about a new show, Fantasy Football Rewind. Catch it late night on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Starts at 1 a.m. on the East Coast, 10 p.m. on the West Coast. It's 2 hours of fantasy football action. I'll give you all the latest news in fantasy football. I'll talk about all the things that happen on the channel throughout the day. I'll tell you who's right, who's wrong. Fantasy Football Rewind. If you can't stay up that late, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Fantasy Football Rewind.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. 2 truths, 1 lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe, and I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
The next screw that falls out is going to be you.
In this league.
What was that?
In this league.
You just bought yourself another Saturday, mister. Oh, I'm crushed.
Don't you forget about DKMS, dailyroto.com/DKMS, where they are looking to delete blood cancer. Go there right now. Look how you can do your part in it, donating, become a donor, all that stuff as well. Fantasy Sports Radio Network and Fantasy Draft have teamed up for your chance at 2 tickets at the big game. You can sign up for a contest at Fantasy Draft to get your shot. Plus, they have got some quizzing contests, some quizzeries that are going on during the day on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So listen in for them quizzeries, and you can answer some questions and maybe get entered in. Why can't I think of the word? It's not like quizzes.
Quizzes?
I don't know. It just didn't sound right. Quizzes?
Quizzes. Too many zizzes. Well,
yeah.
Your S's and Z's are the same thing. So I think that's what it's like. Quizzes.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about this earlier, like with you and I were talking off air. When you listen to like audiobooks and someone, you know, like from the South or from Texas or something like that, they walk around with an accent and then they learn to like, you know, get into acting or something like that. You really get into overpronunciation, and I have to do that sometimes just because, like, I don't know, I'm drinking or just, you know, I'm just lazy or I'm tired or something like that. Like, I have to be cognizant of how I'm speaking so I can make sure that I'm on top of my words. I used to have braces, too, like as an adult, so that really screws you up in, like, how you're speaking. So I will get some zizzle, zizzle, zizzles.
Well, at least you don't have a lisp.
Yeah, fine. I'm very happy about that.
Some football.
Let's do it.
Some more football. Detroit at Baltimore. Baltimore is favored by 3 points over under 40.5. I'll let you go first since you're a genius and get everything right.
I do get the over-unders right. I don't get the spreads. Maybe I'm a dummy, surprisingly, because I don't see the allure with Baltimore anymore. They're just such a mess. And I like what Detroit's putting out, and I like what Marvin Jones has been doing with the offense. So I'm going to go Detroit, and it's a low under. I'm going to take the over.
Detroit and the over. You know what? I think I'm going to ride with you on that one. Detroit and the over. I'm also fairly unimpressed by Baltimore. They've been playing better than they started the season, but and the defense is good, but like they've had some of the easiest shutouts, man. You know, they shut out Cleveland. Cleveland fired their offense, or Cincinnati. Cincinnati fired their offensive coordinator. They shut out the Packers without Aaron Rodgers the first week Brett Hundley was starting. So I feel like they're a bit overrated, and but that's also coming from a completely impartial Steelers fan, right? So what about New England at Buffalo? New England by 8.5, over under 48.5. Lots of points in that one.
This is a lot of points. That's a tough one. I think I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to go
come on.
I like the points. Buffalo. Buffalo in the over.
Okay.
It just gets points. I could see Buffalo. I mean, it's at home, Buffalo. I could see Buffalo playing up for it.
It's New England.
New England's going to win. I'm just saying.
Right. New England seems to get caught in a close game every once in a while. I don't know. You know, Rodney Harrison wanted to talk about how the Steelers were overlooking the Packers because they're looking at the Patriots. I don't know. I just don't think that the Patriots do that. So I think that the Patriots win this one going away. I don't think it's going to be particularly close. So
yeah,
New England over for me. How about your Niners at the Chicago Bears? The Chicago Bears are favored by only 3 because Jimmy Garoppolo's starting. 40.5 on the over-under. I don't see where they score that many points. That's me. I am going to take Chicago and the under in this one. I think this could be a close game, but only 3 points at home against the Niners, who are bad. I think I got to still stick with Chicago on that one.
I am going to go with the San Francisco 49ers on this.
Yeah.
One.
Confidence in your team. I like it.
So stupid. I think Garoppolo, I'm going to also go with the under, by the way. I'm not going to take
the
over.
Oh, you're going with the under?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with the under because I think this could be a little sloppy. This could end up being a 2017 game. This could be a 17-14 type of game. Garoppolo is probably relatively efficient. But what I think, like,
the Niners
are going to
win this game straight up?
I think they can. I would take straight up because I think the Niners are going to try to control the field as much as they can. I don't think they're afraid to get Garoppolo in situations, but they're going to try to manage it best as possible. So what I think that's going to mean for them is, you know, a lot of running the ball, short passes with hiding them. And I would say that the Bears are probably going to want to do the same thing. They're going to be able to run with Howard. So I don't think the opportunities are going to be there as much as people think, and I think the 49ers could put this one away, to my sadness, by the way. I hope they lose because I want Saquon Barkley.
How about Tampa Bay at Green Bay? This one didn't have a line until today when we found out that Jameis Winston is starting. It is now Tampa Bay by 1.5. The over-under is 44, the Welsh.
I am just still the dumbest person on the planet because I have a hard time looking at Green Bay at home and thinking.
Remember how they got
gonna
shut out by the Ravens?
I know. I'm the dumbest. I can't view all these people walking in and just stepping all over them. So I'm going to go Green Bay, but I am going to take the over.
Green Bay and the over. I'm going to actually go the complete opposite of you. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay and the under. I think the Steelers defense got caught a couple times, a couple big plays, you know. Brett Hundley had some really good plays in that game, but his touchdown throws a high school quarterback could have made. The guys were just wide open. It's busted coverage. So I don't think Tampa Bay is going to do that. So Tampa Bay and the under for me, they're going to eat a W, the Welsh. They're going to do it. How about Indianapolis at Jacksonville? The Jags are favored by 9.5. Woof. Over under 41 points.
I hate this line. I hate it, but I am going to go Jacksonville in the under. I think this is like a 30-0 game.
I'm going to go with Indy And yeah, I'm going to go with Indy in the under. I just, the Colts somehow play hard. And Jacksonville's offense isn't that, man. Indianapolis has been playing better. So I'm going to take Indianapolis in the under. I don't have a great explanation why, because when I look at this game, I see Leonard Fournette running for a million yards and Indianapolis being able to do nothing. But Jacoby Brissett is better than advertised. So I think every quarterback's better than advertised. It's Jacoby Brissett and Geno Smith. They're great. They're amazing. They're the best. Denver at Miami. Denver by one, over under 38.5. Don't watch this game. Pour bleach in your eyeballs.
Don't watch this game at all. Trevor Siemian's back. I guess I'm going to go Denver and I don't know, man. The under? I guess the under.
Yeah, I mean, that's the
such
smart
a low
play,
under.
Even though, yeah, but there's two backup quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So I'm right there with you. I'd take both have a pretty good defense. Denver's defense is better, even though they have no Aqib Talib. I'm going to go Denver in the under, too. How about the Kansas City Chiefs at the New York Jets? Kansas City still favored by 3. Over-under's 44. Andy Reid's got to give his vote of confidence to Alex Smith every single day now. What do you think?
I'm going to go Kansas City in the under, and boy, I feel like I'm taking a lot of unders. I'm not comfortable with it, but I don't know. The Jets have been good. Robbie Anderson has been, I mean, the Jets have been good, quote-unquote, but Robbie Anderson's been efficient. I think the Chiefs will get a little bit back on track here, and really they just need to focus their defense on Robbie Anderson, and I think they will push through this. So I think they could win pretty handedly.
Did you say under on that one?
Or did you say under. Over? I said under.
Okay. I marked it as over. I'm going to take the Jets in the over in this one. Kansas City's been playing terribly. The Jets are at home. I think the Chiefs right now are the bad version of the Panthers, and the Jets almost beat the Panthers last week. So I'll take the Jets and the over. Another bad game, the Welsh, Houston at Tennessee. Tennessee's favored by 6.5. Over-under is 43. Anyway, Tom Savage can put up some points, and Houston can win.
No, I would say. I mean, yeah, maybe, but I'll say no. I'm going to go. I think actually this could be a messy game, so I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to go Tennessee.
You're going to take the over because you've taken too many unders.
I do think this could get messy.
Tennessee's defense, or Tennessee, has not been playing as well as they should recently, and they're still 7-4. They're still leading that division. They're still in first place over Jacksonville. I'll take Tennessee in the under in this one. Houston just has nothing on offense.
Yeah, that's true.
Ugly. Get in one more. Cleveland
at
the Chargers. Cleveland at the Chargers. Chargers by 13.5 over under 42.5. Is there any way you're going to take the points in this one?
I am going to take Cleveland.
No, you're not. Shut up.
Yes, I am. I'm taking Cleveland, and I'm taking
the over.
I'm
not writing it in. You have to write
put it in.
In.
I'm taking Cleveland.
Cleveland.
I am putting no. 13.5 points.
Josh Gordon's in town. It looks like he's going to be run out of town by the IRS pretty soon.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Carolina at the Saints. Saints by 4, over under 48. The Welsh.
I am going to go. I'm going to go New Orleans because I love Alvin Kamara so much. And I'm going to take the under. I don't like
that. I'm going to take Carolina in the under. This corner's still hurt. That's a tough game to pick. Both these teams have been hot, but New Orleans just lost to the Rams. I think they're beatable. Panthers, I think, are
Greg Olsen's still
one.
Yeah, Greg Olsen's still a question. I mean, they're still rocking Christian McCaffrey in there.
Why do you need Greg Olsen, though, when you have Devin so much Funches?
That's a good point, Devin so much Funches. All right, we got four games we're going to plow through when we get back in a short segment. It's the last one, so don't go anywhere. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh, in this league, we will be right back.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to dailyroto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
Fantasy Football Frenzy.
Dak or Brett Hundley, if you were in that spot and you had that decision to make?
I'm not going as far as Brett Hundley. I can see it just because of their rushing ability, and that's the one thing. Dak did it run last week. I could see turning to Brett Hundley. That's just tough for me to swallow. I'm going to head into my playoffs and want Brett Hundley to get me a win to get there.
Yeah, that's not it. But even though the matchup is Tampa and that pitiful Tampa secondary, I think I would still roll Dak out there, too.
Weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life isn't slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
The Tout Wars Hour.
There are some teams out there with some nice playoff matchups, but don't think you're going to be able to rip someone off this time of year.
I'm not so much thinking rip off, but you trade a draft pick away or a future consideration. I tend to not think in terms of making a trade in order to win postseason or in order to get some. I don't know why. I just always thought, oh, my team was good enough to get there, then they should win, which hasn't always been true, as a matter of fact.
Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at fantasydraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
This league.
Think about what the Mannings have meant to football in general, and think about what Eli Manning means to the Giants. This isn't like the Colts bringing in Andrew Luck and Peyton still being there, and then them sitting Peyton to see what they got in Andrew Luck. They picked off Geno Smith off the scrap heap, the garbage pile, him and his broken jaw, and then they drafted Davis Webb, who's probably not a future quarterback for this team. This is irreparable damage to Eli Manning. I don't see how he can stay with this team.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to...
In this league.
In the dark.
Yes, I do. It's good to have that back. The close I love the most. Scott Bob and Chris Welsh for In This League. We have got four more games on the week 13. The final regular season before your fantasy playoffs start up. A slate of games. So, Bogman, Rams, Cardinals. The Rams are favored by 7. The over-under is 45. What do you got?
Rams in the over. Pretty easy for me.
That's an easy one. I'm going to go Arizona. Yeah, I'm going to take the over, too. I mean, I think Blake Gabbert's going to be throwing. Or no, I'm sorry. Rams. Not taking.
I was like, okay. All right.
I was just thinking in Arizona.
The Giants at the Raiders. Raiders are favored by 7 because it's Geno Smith. And the over-under is 42.5.
I got to tell you, I'm going to take the Giants, and I'm going to take the under.
Ooh.
You're gonna take the Giants in the under. Okay.
Who's Derek Carr throwing to?
What's Geno Smith doing?
Can you name? I know. Well, he's got Sterling Shepard.
Johnny
Holton, wide receiver.
Johnny Holton.
That's
and okay. Cordarrelle Patterson.
Okay, and Seth Roberts. Are those better than Sterling Shepard and what?
No,
are the
but Derek Carr is. I'll go with Oakland in the under.
I think Oakland still wins, but I'm going to say the Giants cover in a stupid game that you shouldn't watch on the
Giants
under.
Defense is still pretty solid. How about Philly at Seattle? Philly's favored by 5.5, over under 47.5, the Welsh.
Philly over. Philly over.
Yep, Philly
this
over
is the game
for
I want to
too.
Watch.
Philly in the over for me, too. You know, when we were talking about the defenses earlier, I mean, Seattle's offensive line is so bad. Like, Russell Wilson's doing everything right now. This could be the game where he gets hurt. I really hope he doesn't get hurt. But, you know, the way Philly's defense has been playing, the way he's running around all over the place, it's got to come to a breaking point. How about my Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cincinnati Bengals? Pittsburgh's favored by 5.5, over under 43.5, the Welsh.
Why is the over under so low? Why is it so low?
Because the Steelers beat the pants off of the Bengals last time.
Yeah, is it they don't think Cincinnati's going to score anything?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go to the Steelers in the over.
Steelers in the over. I'll take the Steelers in the under. The game in Cincy is always, they always play it hard, and it's going to be a tough one. All I want for the Steelers is Vontaze Burfict to not try to murder Ben Roethlisberger in the middle
careful.
Of this game.
You really emphasized that hard, so I was about to Louie no Louie on you. I was getting a little bit worried there. A little
what,
too
murder?
You're like really hard. I was like, Louie no Louie.
Hey, is it okay if I lock the door and watch the Bengals game?
It's not. It is not. did I hear that did he have a button that locked the door on his desk?
Oh, I don't think that's true. That's something Ron Swanson had.
I don't know. Nope. Pavona says it is true.
Oh,
Pavona
my
says
God.
It's true. That happened. He had a button on his desk that
it's
locked
like
the door.
It's like a reverse panic room.
Dude, who's the dude that put this in and was like, oh, well, that's fun. He's going to have a lot of fun with people. He's going to like play games and stuff and lock the door. It's like hide and seek. No, what do you think? What do you think happens?
Well, what did he have to say to convince someone that he's not being a creep, right?
He's like,
did he have to say something along the lines of like, oh, it's so my kids don't get out.
I got a back
like,
problem.
What are you going to say?
I like to lock the door and not get up, so please put a button on there. Dude, we are in the creepiest world that the creepiest world has ever existed.
And the worst part is all this stuff happened like years ago, and it's just coming out now.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's bonkers. Guess what? None of that here. No Louis. No Louis. The hot dog thing. Go back and listen. Silicon Valley is ahead of everything. Go back and watch that episode. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. And go check out In This League podcast on Twitter, wherever you listen, or on iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. Search In This League. You will be there. As Pavona always says on here, and I agree, hashtag be a Keanu. Be That's a Keanu. Right. Be less of a Matt Lauer. Let's be better in this world. We can all do it. One podcast and person at a time. So we'll be back next week. Don't go anywhere. For Bogman, I'm the Welsh. Bye-bye now.
See ya.